Hi, I'm Emma Danzy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hi friends, I'm so happy that you decided to tune in with me as we kick off Her Many Hats podcast. I wanted to share a quick bit of info about myself before we get started. And I know if we were sitting across a table having tea together that I would love to hear more about who you are. So please feel free to share about yourself and reach out to my blog, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. So a little bit about myself. I'm 28 years old, and my husband Drew and I are making roots in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I've been an indie Christian recording artist. I've run a conference for teen girls and their moms called Polished. And I've also been a preschool music teacher. So you could say I have definitely worn a variety of hats in my career and in my life so far. As of most recently, I've stepped into my calling as a writer, podcaster, and minister to young women through college ministry with Crew at Upstate, South Carolina. My husband and I also are very passionate about international students, and we serve with Bridges International as well. I'm excited about understanding scripture, relating to people, creating community, and being faithful in the present. So I pray that this podcast will be an encouragement to you, no matter what hat you are wearing, and that whether you're wearing a hat that we discuss or not, that you can glean information from scripture on how to love those who maybe are wearing that hat. And so today I'm glad that you've joined our show, and I want to break down how Her Many Hats podcast is going to work. Every 5 episodes, we're going to study and celebrate a hat that women wear. I don't know about you, but the women in my life wear a lot of hats. And sometimes those hats are either not talked about or not celebrated. And so we are going to take the time every week to acknowledge a hat and to celebrate the role that women play in a variety of areas. So I'm really excited to explore those. And one in every 5 episodes will be an interview with an expert who is wearing that hat or has worn the hat well, who I admire. So I'm very excited to dive into those interviews and share more episodes with you. So this first hat, I could not help but start with singleness. Singleness is near and dear to my heart because I believe it's often undervalued in the church today. And I have been a single for most of my adult life. It's important for us to remember as we talk about the hat of singleness or any hat, that a hat is not our identity, but it's an expression of who we are, just like our relationship and roles flow out of a confidence from who we are in Jesus Christ. So as we discuss singleness today, and as we celebrate this hat and this position, this opportunity that some women have been given, we are going to celebrate it with confidence, knowing that our identity is from Christ and we get to have a special role in His kingdom.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So to start out, I want to share a story. When I was in college, I went to one of the largest Christian universities in the world. I thought that I would meet my husband there. I thought I would meet a man who was strong and passionate and loved the Lord, who I thought was handsome, who was pursuing ministry like I was. And time again, I was discouraged to find out that it was another month. It was another year single. And so when it came to graduation, it felt as if it was Groundhog Day for me. And there were people tossing their hats left and right. And it seemed as if they got the shadow for their springtime to get married and to move into this new season of life. And I got the ray of light that sent me back into that pit of unwanted solitude. I so desired to have a husband. I prayed and cried out to God and did not understand why He would not give me a husband when I was so devoted to Him and I loved Him. One time I remember being at a small conference for women, and we had to give a name of what God was to us. And I said, He's my first love. And you know, I'd like to think I believed that at the moment, but I feel like God took me on a journey to make Him my first love, to learn what it was like to walk with just Him and to learn that He was enough. And so something that I'm really passionate about is encouraging those of you who are wearing the hat of singleness that you're not being punished, that God has a reason for you to be in this position and that you are chosen. And it's not easy and it's not always pretty. And you may deal with struggles that some people never understand. But God is faithful. And He's the one who has given you this opportunity to shine a light for Him. And I'm happy to share with you that after many years of praying and seeking, that I have married the man of my dreams, that God brought Drew to me when I was 26 years old, and we got married when I was 27 years old, and we are about to celebrate our one-year anniversary. And I can tell you that not a day goes by where I am not thankful for my husband. No, he is not my first love, and he is not perfect. But he is everything that I could have ever prayed for and ever hoped in a man. And so I'm very grateful that I waited for the right type of man. And even though that singleness was hard, I want to encourage you that every moment of frustration and every tear along the way was worth it. And whether God gives you a husband on this earth or whether He is the one waiting for you as His bride with open arms, when He returns, He is enough. And as a married woman, I can say that He is the one who is enough. But I want to encourage you specifically today, if you are wearing that hat of singleness, if you are not wearing that hat of singleness, I want you to stay tuned with me so that we can learn and seek scripture on how to minister and encourage our fellow sisters who are single. And maybe you're divorced, maybe you're a widow, and you feel a little bit in this category. I welcome you, and I pray that this would be an encouragement to you. So I'm going to take a second and pray, and we're going to ask God to reveal what He wants to reveal to us in these scriptures today. Father, we just thank You. We praise You that You are the God who sees us. You are El Roy. Lord, we know that nothing is hidden from You, that You see our hurts, You see our pains and frustrations, and You know what You are doing. We relinquish control to You. We receive the blessings that You have for us in this season. We pray that You would speak truth to our hearts and that You would open our minds to understand Your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. So a Bible character that I would like to focus on with you today is one that I don't typically go to immediately when I think about singleness, but it's Joseph. So while I was going through singleness and feeling really frustrated, God brought me to the character of Joseph. And he had four things that he wanted to share with me that I want to encourage you with today. First of all, God had a plan in Joseph's placement. Genesis 39, 2 through 6 shares about how the Lord was with Joseph and he became a successful man, serving in the household of the Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made everything he did successful, Joseph found favor with his master and became his personal attendant. Potiphar also put him in charge of the household and placed all that he owned under his authority. From the time that he put in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house because of Joseph. The Lord's blessing was on all that he owned, in his house and in his fields. He left all that he owned under Joseph's authority. He did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. So according to Worldometers, there are 7.6 billion people living in the world. That's a lot of people. And so I want to tell you that it reminds me that out of all the people across the entire globe, that the Lord planned for you to be in the exact place that you are at this exact moment for a reason. Joseph was chosen, and so are you. God had favor upon Joseph with Potiphar. If you know anything about the story of Joseph, he was thrown into slavery by his own brothers. And he was sold to this man. But God gave him favor in this unwanted place. God had a plan for Joseph's placement. The next thing I want us to know about Joseph is that ministry is abundant in broken places. After blessings and success, Joseph actually was falsely accused of trying to sexually assault Potiphar's wife, even though she was the one pursuing him. So after all this favor, after things are finally going well for Joseph, he's falsely accused. And guess what? He's back in prison. But Genesis 39, 19 through 20 says, when his master heard the story, his wife told, "These are the things your slave did to me." He was furious and had him thrown in prison, where the king's prisoners were confined. The king's prisoners were confined. So Joseph was in prison there. This was not an accident. This was intentional, and it's painful because we ask ourselves, why would our God, who loves us, put us in difficult situations? Why would he allow me to be single? Why would he allow XYZ? Because he has a purpose, and ministry is abundant in the broken places. He put Joseph in the king's prison. But then Genesis 29, 21 through 23 amazes me. Because it says, but the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him. He granted him favor with the prison warden. The warden put all the prisoners who were in the prison under Joseph's authority, and he was responsible for everything that was done there. The warden did not bother with anything under Joseph's authority because the Lord was with him, and the Lord made everything that he did successful. I love how the Lord gave Joseph success, even in the undesirable places. He was basically in a pit of hopelessness, and instead of wallowing, I love that Joseph chose to be productive and used by God within the prison. So many times my singleness felt like a prison. It felt like the Lord allowed me to be in a place that I couldn't control, that I couldn't get out of. And the reality of all of that is that this is life, that God is in control and we are not. And when we are in a position, we have a choice if we are going to press in to where we are and make the most of it and serve the Lord faithfully, or if we're going to sit back and wallow. And I'm not saying that singleness isn't difficult or that life isn't hard, but what if we, like Joseph, could step up and step out and shine brighter for the Lord in these darker places? Instead of always looking to the next thing, what if we could focus in on the people and the tasks that are right in front of our eyes, trusting that the one who put him there and puts us where we need to be is going to be a faithful to us. That even though Joseph may have thought he was at his end, that he was obedient in the seemingly small things before God provided the next big things. What is your prison right now? Who are the inmates, for lack of better words, around you? Look around in your life and ask the Lord to show you if there is someone that you need to take notice of. Joseph could not have ministered to the warden or the inmates had he not been thrown in prison. So instead of taking this hat of singleness and wanting to throw it away, embrace it. Look around. See who God has intentionally placed in your life to invest in and to encourage. And many times those people are going to bless you back. They're going to be there with you through it all, and you're going to make each other stronger. Next up is that God does not forget us. Later on in Scripture, there's a description of two prisoners who have vivid dreams, and Joseph interpreted their dreams. One of them is the cupbearer, and he was released, and he was supposed to tell Pharaoh about Joseph. But what did he do? He forgot. It says in Genesis 41:1, at the end of 2 years, Pharaoh had another dream. So 2 years go by. Joseph has been completely forgotten, was supposed to be remembered by the cupbearer, but the cupbearer just went on his way. And so after those 2 years, the cupbearer remembered him. This really hit me hard because I had a lot of friends that started to date or get married, and it began to feel as if I was being forgotten. Now, whether that would be them learning how to balance what it looks like to have a variety of relationships, or whether that be me adjusting to the change, it was really difficult. And people can forget us to a sense, but God will never forget us. Are you feeling forgotten in your singleness? This is one of the most challenging areas. One minute your sister's right there, the next minute she's swept up in a whirlwind romance, a big move, or she's just plain busy. It's a very lonely time when others move forward, in a sense, and we feel as if we are stuck where we are, unable to move. It can feel frustrating, and we can feel really defeated. Now, hopefully your friends won't actually forget you, but they can suppress the memory of what it was like in the so-called singleness prison. They can forget the isolation, the heart cries, the lonely nights, and the dreaded answers of wait or no. They can struggle to remember the fear in the unknown places, the battle of identity, the chains that were so hard for you to break. And I have to be honest, now that I'm married, I have to intentionally think back to my single days. It was not that long ago, but I have to go back and remember. And I have to be open and honest and encouraging and invest in my single friends, because I don't want to be the cupbearer now. I want to remember them, and they deserve to be remembered. So we need to remember and give our sisters grace and love, though, as they do move on or into different cities or different jobs or different relationships, because we could easily be in that same place. Genesis 41:9 says, "Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, 'Today I remember my faults.' Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'I have had a dream, and no one can interpret it. But I have heard it said about you that you can hear and interpret it.' 'I am not able to,' Joseph answered Pharaoh. 'It is God who will give Pharaoh the favorable answer.'" Genesis 41:15-16. Notice that shift in humility in that moment. Joseph started out his life flaunting a coat of many colors to his brothers, and now he is before the king, humbly admitting that he cannot interpret his dream. Only God can. God does not forget us. Lastly, I want you to know today that timing is everything. Genesis 41:40 says, "You will be over my house, and all my people will obey your commands. Only I, as king, will be greater than you." Only the king would be greater than Joseph. Joseph was finally plucked out of his quote-unquote single cell and given not only rule over the kingdom, but he was also given a bride. So during all of this, Joseph's single. It could be assumed maybe he had hoped that he would be able to get married and start a family. So then he was married to Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah. Not only was Joseph given this high position, but when he was given his new wife, do you know how old he was? It says that Joseph was 30 years old. That's right, 30 years old. Although his marriage was arranged by Pharaoh, Joseph is still applicable to us today in that he waited to receive his bride, just like we wait to receive our groom. And so today I want to leave you with a verse of the week in order for us to just reflect on God's purpose in our singleness. Ephesians 1 verse 4a says, "For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world." That's all I want you to reflect on this week, is that you are chosen. That if God has placed you with this hat of singleness, that he chose you. That you are special. That you are valued. At the end of each episode, I want to just share a few questions to think about throughout the week and some calls to action with whatever the hat is. And so this week, I just want to ask you a question. Ask myself a question. How can we be honest in our struggles with singleness and yet not despair and miss the ways that God wants to grow us and use our gifts for his purposes? So if you're single, how can you not despair in that? How can you be authentic, but how can you also find ways to use your gifts for God's purposes right now? And then if you're not single, or if you are single, who is someone who is single that needs encouragement in your life this week? How can you encourage her? How can you show her that she is seen and loved? I want to thank you for tuning in with me. I had so much fun studying the scriptures with you. I want to encourage you that if you are single or if you are not, that God has a plan and a placement. He knows where he's placed you. He has a purpose in that. There is ministry abundant in broken places. God does not forget us, and his timing is everything. Thanks for tuning in. I look forward to meeting with you again next week as we continue on the teaching and discussion of the hat of singleness.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yancey. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.